AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's shooting in suburban Dallas outside an event hosting a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. But counterterrorism experts say the group has a history of asserting involvement in attacks in which it was not involved. Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts says claiming responsibility for a failed attack doesn't help the group's credibility.
My guess is ISIS will always take credit for these attacks because they seem to be much more flagrant with their violence. And I'm not sure that will help them in the longer run. I don't know that they're sophisticated enough to realize what they're doing.
The Drug Enforcement Administration has issued reprimands and suspensions of up to 7 days to agents who were involved in the detention of a college student who was handcuffed and forgotten in a San Diego cell for 5 days. The Justice Department says it's concerned the punishments might be inadequate. In a letter to Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, it says the decisions may reflect the need for a broad review of the DEA's disciplinary practices. President Obama is tapping the top Marine to be his chief military advisor.
The president's nominating General Joe Dunford as his next Joint Chiefs Chairman.
One of the most admired officers in our military.
Known here in the Pentagon as Fighting Joe for his war commands.
During the invasion of Iraq, he led Marines in the charge to Baghdad.
Dunford's now the Marine Commandant after serving 18 months as the top Afghan war commander and would succeed General Martin Dempsey as chairman if confirmed. Air Force General Paul Selva is being nominated as vice chairman. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A man who aimed a laser pointer at planes near New York's LaGuardia Airport has pleaded guilty to a federal charge in Manhattan federal court. This is AP Radio News. On the west steps of the U.S. Capitol, the entire Bible is being read aloud nonstop from Genesis to Revelation.
The 26th annual U.S. Capitol Bible Reading Marathon began Sunday evening and will continue around the clock till noon on Thursday, the National Day of Prayer. Volunteer Jamie Ferris read from Psalms.
Who is wise? Let him give heed to these things and consider the loving kindnesses of the Lord.
The marathon's director, the Reverend Michael Hall, says facing west,
we feel that we're reading God's word across this great country, and we feel in these times that the Bible is needed. People need to read the Bible now more than ever.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
The New York Mets have paid tribute to the police officer who was shot and killed this week while on duty. The team wore NYPD hats and held a moment of silence before tonight's game against Baltimore. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.